If we can, we're way behind schedule. There's no way we'll ever catch up. But luckily, I think this is my last committee, so I guess I'll go to lunch afterwards. So I want just the, well past the time for the 11:45 Fire Committee. So I want to go ahead and call this committee meeting for the Fire Committee to order. So I think I need approval of the minutes for the May 2nd, 2023.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Now we have a time for public comments. Does anyone here wish to speak? Have you 2.5 minutes? Seeing none, I'll move on. Chief, before I have you come give us an update on the automatic aid agreement, I want to personally thank you. I've already spoke to the fire, or the police department, obviously, but you for what you did during the storm. And I've had the honor of working with you guys and sleeping here for days on end and working with y'all. So I know exactly what y'all were doing this past couple days. And your men and women were ready to go. But no matter what happened, I know y'all are ready to respond, and you did respond. And I want to thank you so much. And please let them know I appreciate them.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Chief, at this point, I'm going to turn it over to you. If you'll please give us an update on the automatic aid agreement.
I will. Good afternoon. So as we discussed, when we first approved this, we wanted to bring back a report to y'all at 90 days and just show you where it's been, how it's going, let you ask any questions. To get into it quickly, just the data, for that 90-day period, we had 243 shared calls, either where we received aid or where aid was given to other departments. We gave aid 113 of those and received the aid 130. So it's fairly equal. We're not giving or receiving at a disproportionate amount to either one. And the majority of those calls, as you can imagine, just because of our shared boundaries, were between the city of Charleston. There was a few others for more specialized things, like our hazmat unit that called the North Charleston a couple of times. But the majority, overwhelming majority, is between us and the city of Charleston. So how those calls break down, as you can see, the 171 of those calls were canceled en route, meaning when we're called, dispatched to a call, before we can get there, somebody else has already canceled and said, hey, we don't need you. And the same for the city or any other responding department. We've arrived on scene. It wasn't a fire. It was just a fire alarm, or it's a motor vehicle accident. We can handle with the resources we have. So the majority of the time, being dispatched or receiving aid, the calls are canceled before the units get there. So not a real big drain on the system. As you can see, the next two biggest call types were fire alarms and then structure fires. So we're not seeing a big change in what we were already doing, but it has been really beneficial on certain call types. For example, a structure fire on July 4th that we had. It was a hot day. As you remember, it was sunny. The crews kind of tire a lot more quickly in those conditions. But immediately we had two engines, a battalion chief, and a rehab unit from the city that showed up that force multiplier for what we already had. Additionally, it allows the units in the north area or the south area, depending on where the call is, to stay in place. So we've seen that the help gets there quicker. We have more available resources, and it's helped in that respect. Not just on the operations, but kind of at the administrative level, at the global level, just having access to the training divisions of these other departments, talking to other chiefs in the departments, just having that collective knowledge, we found too that it's been very beneficial. We've met a couple of times with the chiefs just to see how their perspective is on it. And they all agree that we've blended in well, and we put a lot of work in, our staff put a lot of work in on the front end to ensure that it was a seamless entrance for us into the automatic aid agreement. So I feel as the fire chief that it was absolutely worth doing the agreement. The data has proven kind of what we felt it would be, that it's been beneficial, and I would recommend that we continue doing it, continue kind of looking into it for that time period. But I really do feel like it benefits not only the department, but the citizens, and then just Charleston as a whole being a part of that overall group.
Any questions or
comments? I don't have any questions. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just amazed at 171 canceled calls in 90 days. And is that mainly from like fire alarms, or is that only 19? You just had 171 canceled?
Right. So, for example, like structure fire, we only had 12 that were actually coded at a structure as a structure fire after the call type was found. So a lot of those may have come out as a structure fire or a fire alarm. But once they get there and they realize, okay, this isn't actually a structure fire. This was a smoke scare. Somebody thought it was a house, but somebody was burning leaves. Or, nope, it's just a pot on the stove. We don't need all the resources that were called. So then we'll code it as a canceled en route. So all of those canceled calls initially came out as something else, whether it was a vehicle accident, a vehicle fire, a structure fire. But then once the first arriving unit got there, they said, okay, this is not what we were initially called for. So then we will code it as a canceled because that's actually what we did versus being a structure fire or something else.
But canceled, you actually went somewhere, like maybe sometimes.
Yeah, probably got in the truck, got a mile down the road, and then, you know, through the dispatch center, like, cancel these units, we don't need them, turn around, go back to the station. Or the same for responding units to us. Once we get there, we say, okay, we don't need all these units, y'all can cancel and return to your station.
Thank you. Now, this is what they need and they're happy with, and I'm good with that too.
Mr. Chairman, this is something that I feel very strong about. I had previously talked to Fire Chief of the City of Charleston to see if this was something they'd be willing to do. And our chief already thought it was a good idea, and I know we were given some concern about it several years ago when we started really pursuing it. And I'm so glad to see that it's worked out great, because it's got to be good for us. And obviously it's good for the other communities surrounding us. So I'm so glad to see the numbers bear that out.
So, Christiane, I hate to put you in a point, but I don't see Eric or Mr. Pagliarini. Is there something that, or Chief, you may do, is there something you need from this committee to continue? I'm trying to remember, was this a trial error or a trial you were doing?
Yeah, I don't believe there's anything that we need, a vote or anything. It was, correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all approved the agreement. It was approved at council. It was signed. Mm-hmm. But we told you at that time we wanted to bring you back the data just to ensure that we thought it was going to do what we did, and that you were all happy with the performance and what it meant for the town as a whole.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure of that. Also, Chief, you and I have had discussion of other potential agencies wanting to come on board.
Sir.
Has there been any more discussion or movement that others wanting to come on and be part of this automatic aid?
Isle of Palms is very interested. You know, their Chief Oliveris took it to their council last week, I believe, or the week before, and they approved it. So, and he's spoken to all the chiefs in the current agreement. They support him and his department coming on board, as do we, being their closest neighbor. And we think it's beneficial to both of us, just between shared resources and training, all those things that we talked about. So he's in the initial stages of getting that agreement worked out, and then we'll gladly welcome him into the agreement.
Good. Again, Christiane, since I don't have Eric or Ms. Pagliarini right now, if indeed Isle of Palms gets approved to come in through their council and their town, do we need to do anything else with our agreement, or would you bring back an agreement that we'd have to, will we add them?
I believe we would just add them.
Just add them?
Okay. I'm not sure that it would necessarily require action, but we'll review it and be ready.
Thank you. So we make sure if they do come on, we're covering them the same way all the other departments that came on board. Okay. And Chief, one more thing that I want to ask you. We have probably one of the best medical response teams around here, paramedics. I know you and I discussed this briefly. Have you noticed a more request for paramedic aid?
No.
What have you noticed?
No, sir. And as you remember, we initially left that out of the agreement, that we're just responding to fire type calls in that call type, whether they're structure fires, fire alarms, vehicle accidents. So we aren't initially responding on those. We have told Isle of Palms and some others that, you know, if EMS is delayed and it's a critical patient and you need our help, absolutely happy to respond. But as far as reflection in this data, none of these involve medical calls, and they have not been requesting that as a mutual aid thing at all. So they're aware of kind of our position, your position as the political body, that we're not participating in the medical calls.
But obviously you said if there is something that that we could help save someone's life.
Yes, sir.
First by where we're going. So
yeah,
I appreciate
absolutely.
You
and we've too. Also told our personnel that, because part of the agreement is, say, the peninsula, all their units are at a West Ashley incident that involves a lot of people. And we go downtown to cover one of their stations. If a medical call comes out while we're down there covering, we're absolutely going to go because we can affect a positively somebody's life. So we're going to do it in those situations, but the everyday automatic aid type medical calls, we're not participating in that.
Thank you. So anything else from you, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Chief, if there's nothing else we can do for you, thank you for the update, and I appreciate it, and I hope all of us will come on board and
yes, sir.
Just add to our team. If there's nothing else, our final agenda item is to adjourn.